What's a variance and why is IRSA asking for it?
Well, according to the rules of the state of Colorado, if you are going to put a well pad closer than 500 feet to homes, you have to either get those people that live within that zone to sign a waiver saying they don't object, or lacking that, you have to ask the state to give you a waiver of that requirement. As I understand, IRSA has not been able to get all of the citizens within 500 feet of this APAD to sign a waiver. So they have gone to the state and requested an expedited variance so that they can proceed to put this well pad within less than 500 feet of some trailer park homes in our community, the closest one being 340 feet from the well pad.
It seems that some of the efforts of Battlement Concerned Citizens, your group, and the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance have been effective. I mean, in terms of stopping IRSA's APAD, or at least letting the company know that the APAD and injection well are not okay, simply because not all these waivers were signed.
Yes, and I've talked to some of those residents that are within 500 feet, and many of them feel that there's nothing they can do. They feel helpless. Some of them have received some monetary incentives to sign these waivers. For many of these families, that monetary incentive can make a difference in their lives, so they go along with whatever the landman says. But I'm not entirely convinced that these people know exactly what they're going to be exposed to. Many of these families have small children. Some of these families have children with asthma and other respiratory problems. So as someone who knows what the emissions from natural gas drilling can do to a person, I can understand that those parents would have concerns for their kids, but they feel powerless.
Well, in essence, they're not. Because it seems like if they refuse to sign the waivers, then that adds an extra step to what IRSA needs to do, you know, in their application process. So what happens if the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission does not grant the variance?
I really don't know, Amy. I wish I could tell you. So this variance can be granted by the director without a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
All we're asking is to have a hearing so that we can reiterate in front of the commissioners in Denver our concerns about this location and see if there's anybody listening.
I heard that IRSA Resources verbally threatened Battlement Concerned Citizens and the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance with a lawsuit because not all of the people signed waivers. Can you comment on that?
Well, yes, I can. We, through our attorney, talked to some of those citizens down there within the 500 feet. A lot of folks feel very strongly that this is just the worst location for a natural gas well pad that they've ever seen. And, you know, in the interests of the citizens that live within that zone, we feel that any steps that can be taken should be taken to let the commission know that this is a bad location and the rights of these citizens need to be protected and their health and safety needs to be paramount to the needs of the oil and gas industry.
So is IRSA actually suing Battlement Concerned Citizens and Grand Valley Citizens Alliance?
I haven't heard that they have. I think that maybe that was an idle threat. Maybe it was a moment of anger, some frustration that now IRSA needs to go through some additional steps. It was through our efforts that we notified the COGCC that IRSA had failed to notify the residents within 1,000 feet, which is a requirement that was overlooked. So that's what we do. We're kind of the watchdogs. We're trying to make sure that industry follows all the rules, that the regulators do their jobs to protect the citizens of the state of Colorado.
Thank you very much, Dave Devaney.
Thank you, Amy.